It's time for Hartley's CAT Scan, a weekly podcast featuring the who's who of your Prince George Cougars.
And welcome to CAT Scan. It is the Prince George Cougars podcast. Well, they are a pair in more ways than one. Captain Bauer Domanski and another defenseman, his partner, Carson Carles. As a matter of fact, they don't just play together with the PG Cougars, they actually live together, part of the same billet of family. Welcome to CAT Scan, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, Riley. Thank you.
You bet. So, Bauer, what's it like to be full circle with the Prince George Cougars, part of the organization since you're 16, and now wearing the C?
Yeah, I mean, it's an honor. It's a great organization to be around it for so long. I mean, to see it grow. I mean, when I came in when I was 16, it wasn't quite the prettiest, and to see how far it's come has been huge. And to wear the C after some of a couple of really great captains means a lot to me.
Were you surprised that your teammates voted you captain?
I mean, it's always a little bit of a surprise, but I was kind of hoping for it. I've been here for a long time, and I feel like a really good leader. So, yeah, it's just an honor to wear it.
Carson, you had a pretty good international experience over the summer. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, getting selected to play for Team Canada again is obviously an honor. And every time you wear that maple leaf, you want to make the whole country proud. So it's a great experience. And it was the first time going over to Europe. So, I mean, I learned a lot of new things and ate a lot of new food. So it was just a great experience.
So under 18, you had that opportunity. You got some new food, new experience. Tell us about those experiences and maybe some of the food that you had tried for the first time.
Yeah, all the experiences were good. I mean, we came home with a bronze medal and I got injured, so it wasn't the best ending or outcome, but I had a lot of fun with the group we had. And I mean, some of the food was like yogurt chicken or some of those outrageous things like that. So, I mean, it was a good experience and the food was all good, so I had fun.
What's it like for you as a 17-year-old playing alongside the captain who's a 20-year-old, and then after the game is done, you got to go and live in the same household and relive everything? I mean, there's got to be some benefits, and then there's probably some times you get on each other's nerves maybe a little bit.
Oh, no, I think it's all benefits for sure. I mean, yeah. Sometimes we fight like siblings, but it's okay. And, you know, he's taken me under his wing and showed me how to get off my feet for sure. So he's been a great billet brother.
All right. So, Bauer, you're 20 now, but you were 17 like Carson was. So, and you guys live together, you play together and all that. What kind of leadership do you feel you have to show him? And at what point do you say, I'm going to, you know, not take it so easy on him?
Yeah, I mean, I just got to kind of keep him up.
Yeah.
Don't let him get too low. Don't let him get too high. Keep his ego in check sometimes.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
Me and my billet mom Shelly do.
Yeah. You know.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just, he's like a little brother to me now. Yeah. And just try and take care of him.
Yeah. So when you guys go home and it's been after a win compared to after it's a loss, would the billet family know when you walk in the door what the result was if they never heard, based on how you guys are at that particular time, Bauer?
Usually in the morning, our billets are a little bit of early birds. They're not up too late after our games. So next morning, they'll usually know
if
we won or lost. So,
what about for you, Carson? Do you try to keep an even keel, or is it a little bit more difficult? Easier said than done.
It's definitely more difficult. Yeah. I mean, the billets can, I've been with them for 3 years now, and they can really tell apart a good game versus a bad. So, I mean, they know me well, and they're going to start knowing Bauer even better. So,
you joined the Cougars as a 15-year-old, and you got to play a couple of games, and then the playoffs you had to watch. How did that experience help shape where you're at now and your game is at a different level now that you're 17?
Well, coming in as a 15-year-old, you always just want to soak as much knowledge and take in as much experience you can as you're 15 and you're with a bunch of guys that are 20 already. And I mean, Hudson Thornton and Playfair there, they both just took me under their wing when I was 15, and I learned a lot in those 7 games I played. But, I mean, every year I've been here, I've growed as a player and a person, and I think it's just going to keep growing for sure.
What's it like for you guys having NHL caliber coaches, Mark Lamb, Jim Playfair, you know, that are behind the bench, and, you know, Carter Rigby, an assistant, more a little closer to your age. He's 31. You guys are, you know, teenagers. Bauer, you're just out of the teenage years. But what's it like with the dynamics of the coaching staff, what they have to offer? We'll start with you, Bauer.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's huge. Like, they've been around the game for a long time. They've got a lot of games under their belt personally. And then as coaches, they've kind of seen it all. Like, it's huge for us. I mean, you just got to take what they know and try and apply it on the ice. And, yeah, I mean, they've been awesome for me for 5 years now. And
yeah. Carson?
Yeah, I mean, just building off what Bauer said, Jim's been remarkable for our D-core back there, and Mark sure knows how to put a power play together. So, I mean, they've both have their strengths, and I think they're just a great power couple on the bench for sure.
Jim would tend to get quite intense at times, or am I exaggerating?
Yeah, it depends on how the refs are doing
and yeah.
how our D-core is looking, but he tries to keep it pretty even keel, but definitely seen him flip the switch a couple times.
What do you think about that, Carson?
No, yeah, they both keep us level-headed for sure. You know, if the group's not doing good, it might get a little bit up there, but they know how to control it and know what to say to us to keep us going.
We're speaking with Bauer Demanski, Carson Carls. They are defensemen and prime defensemen on the number one pair with the Prince George Cougars. You are listening to the Cougars Cat Scan podcast. You guys come from real small towns on the prairies. Okay, so Bauer, Lockwood, Saskatchewan?
Lockwood, Saskatchewan, yeah.
Okay, so first off, how many people in Lockwood? How does somebody from Lockwood get to the WHL? Tell us all about Lockwood growing up, all that kind of stuff, because I got to be honest, I don't know if Lockwood is the most popular place of all time.
No, I can't say it's too popular, but I don't even know how many people would be from Lockwood now.
Are we talking 100? Are we talking 1,000? Are we talking 500? Maybe we'll look it up.
20?
Oh, really? that little.
Maybe 20? Yeah. That'd be home.
I got somebody looking it up right now, so we'll get an exact number for you.
I don't even know if it's got a web page anymore.
Really? Okay, so growing up there, like, there's no hockey there. There's not enough. Or what happened? Like, where you just had. Like,
no, we got. There are obviously a lot of small towns around us. I played in a small town called Drake. Went to elementary school.
Drake?
Drake. Yeah.
Okay.
So I went to elementary school there and played hockey there till my second year at him, I guess, and then I moved up to Humboldt and started playing AA there.
How far is Humboldt from Lockwood?
Humboldt be about 45 minutes.
Oh, so that's quite a drive.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, never had a problem with it, so it's kind of the only option, so just had to go with it.
Yeah, so that was quite interesting growing up there. And then for you, Carson, you grew up in Cypress River, Manitoba. Now, I'm from Manitoba, from Winnipeg, obviously the big center there. Cypress River, tell us about all that and how small and growing up and all that.
Yeah, well, it's basically the same as Bauer. It's 50 or less people, and, you know, there's not much there, but there is a rink that you got to wait till it freezes. But, yeah, just like Bauer, a bunch of towns combined make up our hockey team and the elementary school. So that's what I grew up doing, was just farming and playing hockey. So that was the life.
Now, do you like the farming aspect of the lifestyle?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Really? Yeah. Okay, what is it that you enjoy so much about farming?
I guess just the freedom and, I mean, just working with the animals and, I guess, being alone sometimes in the tractor. But, I mean, just feeling the sense of pride when you're done a job is definitely what I like the most.
Right. Well, that's really interesting. And then growing up, when did you start playing hockey and sort of bring us up to date all the levels that you played?
I was about 5 or 6 when I started like playing. I always played up with my older sister, and I mean I just played single A with my siblings till I was about 13, and then moved to the city for double A just like Bauer, and then COVID hit, so I came back to the farm, and then the academy at Pilot Mound offered a U15 program, so I started playing there, and then I just kind of went through the levels there, and well, now I'm here.
Prince George Cougars selected you first round, I think it was 15th overall, 2023 WHL draft. Tell us about draft day. Surprised to go to the PG Cougars? Did you think you were going to go a little higher? Did you think you weren't going to go as high as you did? Tell us about all that and hearing that you were going from Manitoba and playing all the way in Prince George.
There was a lot of emotion. I mean, we're on the drive to the top 40 for Manitoba selective program, and then I mean I got picked and I was really excited. I didn't know what to think, because obviously a small town kid, you dream about playing in the WHL, but you don't know if you're ever going to get there. So when I got selected in the first round, I was really happy with Prince George, and I mean only good things I heard. So
I've sort of been given an update that Lockwood is about 5 people, give or take a little bit, and Cypress River is unincorporated. So I think that, you know, you guys might be the only guys coming from those small places for quite some time. So that's it. Bauer, tell us about you growing up and the fact you're a second round pick of the PG Cougars, and tell us about draft day for you and all that went into it, and you know, coming from Saskatchewan to Prince George, was there hesitation, was there excitement? Tell us all about that.
Yeah, I mean, this is, like Carson said, something you always dream about, and I was super excited to go to Prince George after like Riley Hyatt was drafted before me, Riker Singer, 2 guys that I knew pretty well, and I was excited to come out here with them, and then didn't get to come out as a 15-year-old just because of all the COVID stuff. Yeah. So came in at 16 and wasn't too sure what to expect, and made the team and haven't looked back since then.
I say on the broadcast quite a few times that you are the third string goaltender for the Prince George Cougars because you block more shots than anybody else that I've seen. Now, again, I can't keep track of all the opposition, but even those guys... I want to ask you about blocking shots. Is this something that, you know, you obviously take a lot of pride in and everything like that, but let me start with an odd question before I get into it. Let's just say that for whatever reason, both Prince George goaltenders were not able to finish a game, and there wasn't a third string goaltender that was in the stands available. Would you volunteer to go into the net because you blocked so many shots anyway?
I'd volunteer, 100%.
You would? Doesn't surprise me at all. Not at all.
I've been trying to get Taylor to take me out some goalie skates.
Really? Yeah. Like, what is it about, I mean, you are a master of blocking, and you know that. Like, what goes into it? Like, how you enjoy it? How often do those pucks really hurt?
Yeah, you get the odd one that stings, but... I don't know, it's the pride that comes with it. Like, you hear the bench get up and makes most of the pain go away, and it's usually worth it. So, I don't know, it just kind of seems to happen now.
Have you ever taken a shot where you said, oh, no, like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that?
Well, yeah, I took one in the face last year.
Oh, yeah.
One off the top of the knee. Those ones sting a little.
Yeah.
But nothing that's ever made me turn away from one again, so. Yeah.
I mean, you know yourself, that there's nobody that blocks shots like you. I mean, that is on your resume.
Yeah.
I mean, now, they don't keep the stats on that, though? I'd love to know this. I'd love to know how
I'm
many.
I'm sure there's a stat out there. I've never seen one, though.
Right.
I'd have to ask around.
Yeah. Is that something that you've done all your hockey career, or is that something that you've developed over time?
It was something I developed over time here. It wasn't a huge block shot guy when I was younger, more of a goal scorer, I guess.
Oh, and I'm going to have to ask you about your offense, too, because that's really kind of, that's really – well, let me ask you right now. I mean, because you have been, you know, shot blocker, strong on your own end. Now you've got a little bit of offensive flair, averaging pretty close to a point per game, getting for more goals. How have things developed over the years where you have developed an offensive portion to your game?
Well, yeah, I was always offensive growing up, and came in here and they needed a defensive D-man, so I kind of stepped up and took that role. And then as the years went on, Mark and Jimmy have been pushing me. They know I've got it, so it's nice that it's finally showing a little bit. So
you got a big shot.
Yeah.
You do, and you know, you just haven't developed that overnight.
Yeah.
No, is it confidence? Is it like, oh, hey, I can do this now?
It's kind of what it is. It's a confidence thing. It's just kind of remembering that I can do it, reminding myself that I can do it, and just doing it.
Right. Well, what about for you, Carson? What about shot blocking? I mean, that's is that something you can learn from Bauer? I mean, because he's the master.
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying, so yeah. He's definitely the best at it, and I mean, he's just such a huge part of our back end with helping our goalies out. And I mean, if every defense could be as good as him at blocking shots, I don't think they'd get many through for sure.
One thing about your game, Carson, that I've noticed, and that from now that you're 17 compared to when you started really playing at 16, I know there was a little bit of playing at 15, but you've always been good offensively and you've been strong defensively, but I think you've taken your defensive part of your game to a different level. You are so much better now in your own end. In other words, I see a much more complete player. Do you see that in yourself? Now, I'm not saying that, you know, you still don't have ways to go and everything like that, but is that, in your mind, where you've improved the most?
Yeah, I think that's been my main focus, especially. This is a huge year for me with the draft and everything, and there's a bunch of special players in the draft, but I think I'd like to be the most complete. So, I mean, that's what I've been working on, and that's what the organization has been pushing me to do. So, I mean, I'm happy with it, and I'm happy with how I can help out on both ends.
Yet there are some games that you even take your offense to different levels, and there have been games where it gets down to the third period and they're close and the coach is throwing you guys out as a pair every second shift rather than every third shift. You know, so when you get that increased ice time, are there certain games, Carson, where you just say, I think I'm just going to try and take this game over?
I mean, yeah, there's some games where you need a spark for the team, and you just have that mentality now that you've been in the league that you can control the game a little bit, and especially when Jimmy has the trust in me and Bauer to go out there and try and put our team on our back for a bit there. I mean, it's just a huge confidence boost, and I mean, me and Bauer can both do it. So
what about that extra ice time, Bauer, that you're getting in key situations, you and Carson, and sometimes, you know, the last 15, 20 minutes, you can't blame Mark Lamb for not wanting to take you guys off the ice.
Yeah, I mean, it's an honor to have that trust from Mark and Jimmy, and it's nice to be able to do what we can for the team, and it'd be nice if we could help out a couple more times in the year, but yeah, it's just a huge honor to have that trust.
So, well, obviously, you know, Mark's the head coach and the general manager, and, you know, Jim is the associate coach, but Jim handles his specialty, which is defense, so you guys, I imagine, mostly report and listen with Jim. Now, I know Mark's the head coach. Because your defense, is that sort of how it works, that Jim sort of takes you guys and that's really, more often than not, the guy you're listening to for instruction?
Yeah, more often than not, it's Jimmy. He's got the PK for the most part and basically all of our D stuff. But, yeah, Lammer runs our 5-on-5 system and our power play. So
right. So, Bauer, you are on the, obviously, the first string for penalty kill, and I think still second string for power play. If you had a choice, now that you've got a little bit of offense in you, would you rather be in the power play or the penalty kill?
Still pick the penalty kill. Probably.
Still the penalty kill, right?
Take a lot of pride in it.
Right, yeah.
Come a long way. It's
right. Now, I know, Carson, I know it'd be power play probably for you because, all right?
Well, no, not really.
No, really?
I mean, it might look like that on the ice, but
right?
I think just being here and being beside Bauer right now too, it's definitely PK, just because, you know, you take a pride in blocking shots and doing something good for your goalie and the environment in the right. in the room on the ice. So, I mean, PK for sure, but it's always nice to get a point on the power play or score a goal late.
We're speaking with Bauer Demanski and Carson Carls. They are the number one defense pair with the Prince George Cougars. You're listening to the Cougars CatScan podcast. Bauer, 5 years with the team, but this team is a little different than other teams. Off to a good start again. But tell us from a player's perspective how this team is different than past teams.
I mean, a lot of our past teams were big skill teams. We were winning games 6-5, 7-6. Like, it's just a little bit of a different atmosphere this year. I mean, a lot of new guys, and we have four lines that can play 3D pairings, and we're playing our best when we have all four lines rolling, and we're working the other team, working their D.
And a little bit more of a grinding team?
Yeah, a little bit more of a grinding team. I mean, that's the way it looks on paper sometimes, but obviously we're putting up goals. And, I mean, it's just a really fun team to be a part of.
Do you feel more of a leader now, Carson, even though you are only 17, but this is your second full year with the team, and, you know, one could argue that your third year with the team?
Yeah, I feel way more like a leader. I mean, I've been here since I was 15, I guess, and, I mean, the coaches trust with me, and I mean, players kind of look up to me in the drills and everything in practice, and I mean, I have a voice on the bench now, so I mean, I feel like a leader for sure.
It seems that things come natural to you, Carson, on the ice. Is that perception real, or do you really have to work at it?
There's always a thing you have to work at, but I mean, just always being on the ice when I was younger and always watching hockey has definitely helped my game and helped my head on the ice for sure. So, I mean, some things come natural, but others you have to work at. And, I mean, if you find a balance, it's always a recipe for success. So
you are rated A for next year's draft, which means a potential first-round pick for the NHL. How does that play in your mind? What do you think about that? How often do you think about that? How often do you talk to people, scouts, whatever? How does that sort of play for you?
I mean, it's been busy this year for sure, but you see your name pop up on that list and you can't think too much about it, obviously, because it's only October and there's a long ways to go still. So, I mean, it's nice to see it, but when you're talking to the scouts and all that, you can't think too much about it. Just think about the game you just had and, I mean, what your team's going to continue doing. So that's what I think about.
What do the scouts ask you, you know, in advance? Like, what do they want to know about you?
They just want to know a lot about who you are as a person. I mean, character is more important than anything because they can see how you are on the ice, and, I mean, they just want to know who you are off the ice. So,
what about for you, Bauer? Where is your hockey future? What are you looking at now? You've had a great WHL career, but it's just about done. I know there's this season, but you know, May, June, it's going to come awfully quick.
Yeah, for sure.
What's in your mind where you want to play and what you want to do?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the end goal is always go pro and play in the NHL, but never really know what's going to happen, so just kind of have to wait and see. And
Europe, is that a possibility?
It's definitely a possibility in the future. Probably go to school before I go to Europe. But, right. Yeah, there's just a lot of opportunity right now with hockey.
Is there talking with some teams? Have you had some discussions? I imagine your stock has risen because of your elevated play.
Yeah, for sure. I've talked to a couple schools already, and hoping for more pro teams here coming soon, and we'll just have to see what happens.
NCAA rules changing. That's really changed sort of the landscape of junior hockey, and it will continue to do so. So, Carson, I think that it's fairly well known that, you know, you've been approached, you know, to try the NCAA route. You decided this season you want to stay in Prince George. That's the place for you. How do you sort of look at that as a player? What made you say Prince George is for me?
Well, I mean, just the environment, it keeps growing here, and I was happy with last year, and I mean, the staff we have, you can't get that anywhere else for sure, and I mean, just opportunities that I've been given already this season with just playing number one kill, number one power, you don't get that anywhere else, and just being under the wing of both Mark and Jimmy, it's just very special, so I mean, that's why I decided to come back, and I mean, I hope to do the same thing next year.
Right, and I imagine, though, that things are tempting for a player, and it's flattering when, you know, other places really want you.
Yeah, I mean, it's always the lights that kind of catch you, but I mean, there's been offers, and I mean, you just gotta look what you want to do in the long run if you want to develop longer here, which I want to, and I think just being here longer will just increase my development in the long run and my career for hockey. So
I think you make a really good point. Also, the fact, and does this play into it? At the WHL level, you're playing a lot more games. Like, there is a, you know, and you're doing more travel and all those things. That must come into it because guys want to play the games.
Yeah, I mean, games is a huge thing. We get taken care of so well here, too, with the travel. So I wouldn't trade it for anything. And like you said, the games is such a huge part because, I mean, if you're getting the experience on the ice, that's the only way you're learning, so.
Barr, what about the travel? You've been on that bus for 5 years from Prince George. Is it as, I don't want to say as bad as some may think. Some may say it's great, but honest assessment, the travel, the good part and maybe the not so good part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I've never really had trouble with it. I'm a pretty big sleeper, so if I can find a comfortable spot, I'm sleeping for most of that bus trip anyways. Right. But yeah, like Carson said, they treat us so well here, feed us good, and bus is awesome. I mean, can't really complain. We're down 2 days before games. That's a luxury a lot of teams don't have, and it's just a huge help in us through the season.
Now, has your seat selection improved or increased when you were a rookie compared to now being a 20?
Yeah, it's been a pretty big change. Go from sitting with four guys to having my own spot.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty nice.
Been a very nice change for sure.
Yeah. Where are you at for the bus selection, Carson? I mean, you're sort of, you know, you're a veteran, but you're not, you know, the 19 or 20-year-old yet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy wherever.
Yeah.
I mean, you just take some melatonin and you'll be out anywhere. But, yeah, I'm getting there, but not quite where Bauer is for sure.
What's it like being a Prince George Cougar in Prince George? Do you guys get recognized? Or I know you're out in the community a lot. Talk about what it's like, starting with you, Bauer, being a Cougar in Prince George.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously super cool. You go places, little kids recognize you. They want to say hi. It's always super cool, like, being recognized in the community, like, the support that we have. You see it in the rink. You see it around the city. You can just feel it. It's super cool for sure.
Carson, what about you?
Yeah, like Bauer said, little kids come up to you, and I mean, you're recognized for sure. So when you're in public, it's nice to feel that sense of you're accomplishing something in the community. And I mean, everyone's behind us right now, and we can't be more thankful for that. And I think if the community keeps just staying behind us, we're going to keep playing for them. So
obviously a great season looks forward after the fine start that you guys have had. I got to let you guys run. Practice is coming. All those kinds of things. I understand all that. Any final comments? Anything that you would like to share? I'm going to get this from each of you. Anything that you'd like to say to the fans? Anything we should know about you that maybe we haven't touched upon? Anything like that? Bauer Domanski.
No, I think we touched on it all. Just want to say thanks for having us in. It's a good way to spend the morning.
Yeah, just getting ready for practice. What about for you, Carson?
Yeah, no, we definitely touched on everything, and I mean, just want to say to the fans that keep rocking because, I mean, when you guys are behind us, we have the energy for sure. So
I just before I let you go, then, what about that crowd? Because we talk about how it makes a difference. We're not just saying that. How do you guys feel that when it's full?
It definitely carries the momentum of the game. I mean, you guys can switch it around totally for us if we just got scored on or anything and you guys start cheering. It's definitely a release of stress. I mean, when you guys are behind us, we just keep going. So
Any big moments, Bauer, that stick out in your mind? Big goals, big thing? Maybe the, you know, the Wheatcroft overtime winner? Any big things that just stick out in your mind from that crowd reaction?
Just over the years, watching the crowd grow more than anything. Like, right. Feeling the energy, like, this weekend compared to a Saturday night game when I was 16 has been a huge change in the energy. And definitely. You feel it on the bench. You feel it in the room for sure.
Right. Appreciate it. All the best. Bauer Domanski is the captain of the Prince George Cougars. Carson Carls is his defensive partner and also his roommate. And he is an A prospect for the NHL draft for 2026. You have been listening to the Prince George Cougars CatScan podcast. Have a great one.